When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Beatrix? Which of you is Beatrix?
Bartholomew.
I am not Beatrix. This behavior is so erratic and strange.
All right, Beatrix. Are you okay?
Bartholomew, I don't think I'm okay. I don't think I'm okay.
Why is she behaving like this? It's so strange.
There's a lot of blood.
Oh, your species leaks.
Barty, what's going on? Oh, my God. Beatrix. No. Oh, pressure. So, Barty, go to the suit. Bottom right hip, first aid kit. But now!
Fine.
Okay, hold. Pressure right here. It's okay, Beatrix. It's okay. This is Beatrix, right?
It's me. Is Niha okay?
I am fine. Your rudimentary tools could not have hurt me. I simply would have become a rock or something harder than your bombs.
That would have been nice to know before I jumped in front of you.
I have the first aid kit.
Good, to me. Beatrix is going to hurt. Okay. Do they need to react to everything I do? Okay, here. I'm going to put this on. It's going to compress. Yeah, it's okay. I've just tranquilized her. Okay.
Bob, do I need to re-engage?
Suit, stand down for now.
Suit, standing down.
Would you prefer that I take on this?
No.
Okay.
Sure, Bob, now you tell the suit to stand down. What was that plan? Inha is fine. Beatrix is the one that you hurt.
I was following protocol, Bartholomew.
Protocol's out the window now.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while for you, hasn't it, Bertha?
This isn't the time, and you don't get to play righteous now.
I'm sensing hostility between the two of you. Is this how your species fights?
You're damn right it is.
Ooh, fascinating. Noting.
Okay, what do you want?
To study.
Yeah.
And exterminate.
We have a problem with the second one.
Oh. Well, you see, my main function is to transcribe your languages, your behaviors, your communications. Your species does this hilarious thing where you're fighting, where your blood pressure goes up to indicate your anger. Very fascinating. So, I'll take note of all that. Noted. And then, I exterminate you because there's no more purpose for you to be on this planet. We've learned all we need to learn.
What percentage of this planet have you captured?
Let me check. 85?
What happens when it's done?
We will exterminate everything.
And then what?
Well, then we move on to the next planet.
What's the point of gathering all this information about creatures that aren't going to be there after you're done studying them anyway?
I don't understand your question.
Yeah.
We gather the knowledge.
Well, what I saw was Beatrix leapt in front of you to stop you from being hit by the suit.
It was irrational. I could not have been hurt.
Yeah.
She did it anyway.
Huh.
All right, well, I think she's stabilized. So how long do we have until you have learned everything you can from us?
Oh, it should take me at least another maybe 52 hours now. I wasn't expecting so many erratic behaviors from your species.
All right. N'hoch?
N'hoch.
N'hoch.
You're very bad at this.
That's fine. Let me put it this way. We're here on a mission. Our mission started out one way, and it has changed. There have been some surprises, some things that were meant to happen aren't going to anymore, and we've had to adapt.
I see. Your species can adapt? That's fascinating. Noting.
And here's the thing about adapting. It changes us. It makes us want new things and do new things. You know, a little while ago, I played in the mud.
You played in the mud?
I played in the mud. I have watched my colleague, my friends, go through thousands of iterations. And throughout all of those, I never wanted to play in the mud.
You said a word, friends. I'm having trouble matching that to one in my language.
No, don't move. Don't move too quickly. I think you're going to be okay. The compression bandage is taken.
Where's my pod?
Beatrix, we don't have pods, and you've been out for a while. We're down to, I think, about 30 hours, unless Bartholomew's managed to add a couple more with the creature.
So wait, I'm still me?
Yeah, there are no pods, Beatrix. Huh. Ship is...
I remember. Ship is gone. I brought N'hoch to the house, and then the suit fired at them.
Yeah, that was me.
Why would you do that?
Because it's protocol, Beatrix.
When did you become this way?
Look. Barty's down at the lake playing in the mud with the creature right now. I could carry one person on the suit. I could get you away.
Get me away? What do you mean?
We could try and escape this.
So you say this funny dance and moving of your hips is a form of communication as well?
It's fun. It's not communication exactly, but Beatrix taught me. You know, we had some time alone, and we just wanted to have fun and let loose. So this is what we do.
But what social function does it serve? Does it indicate that you are ready to mate, perhaps?
What? No, not necessarily.
I encountered a species once. I believe you call it a bee. They also shook their butt in a similar way to indicate they were ready to mate.
No, it can be a platonic thing. I mean, granted, some couples do dance together. That's a common, but no, that's not what it was in our case.
So I am unclear. Does it indicate you are ready to mate, or does it not indicate you are ready to mate?
Those sorts of questions can be complicated. Sometimes a person has feelings, but they're not sure if they're reciprocated, so they keep it platonic. It can be just friend fun, you know, or not. It depends on what everyone wants.
You keep using this word, friend, and I'm having a very difficult time finding an equivalent in my language.
Or something more. We could be friend. Yeah, friend.
But what does a friend do?
Bob, what are you saying?
I launched everything Suit had at that creature, and I can't believe you got in the way. We can't defeat it. It's going to exterminate us.
We don't know that, Bob.
It said, I am going to assimilate your knowledge and exterminate you.
You're terrible at impressions. That's one thing that stayed with you every iteration. Ow.
I don't remember the iterations, Beatrix. Any of them.
What?
It's like I just woke up on ship.
You don't remember any of the times we went to my special spot, or...
No.
But, Bob...
And Bartholomew's been lying to us. I have proof in the logs of my suit.
I know he's been lying, but he's changed. Bob, he's changed. I mean, we've all changed, haven't we?
What I'm saying is our relationships can change, you know? People can be friends, so like, supportive creatures that deal with each other, but not to mate, just to be supportive, and then that can evolve, you know? We change. We develop. There's always something new to study in us.
Wow, this is fascinating. I'm going to need to make notes, and I might need another 12 hours to study your species.
About that.
Yes.
You give us 12 hours. Who knows how things could develop then? You give us 12 years. Just think how much we could change.
Oh. This could be interesting.
DirecTV Stream has the most local MLB games, which means it's never been easier to.
Root, root, root for the home team.
So whether you're rooting for a... or a...
safe!
Or even a...
strike three!
Or a...
it's out of here!
Root for your home team with DirecTV Stream, the most MLB games, period. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package.
Look, I'm just going to pack these bags.
Bob, stop.
We're going to need food.
Stop. Listen, I don't know this new version of you. I don't... but I know the Bob that I spent so many trips with and had so many laughs with and shared so many failed souffles with, and I know he's in there. So please, don't do this yet, okay? Not yet. Let's just set aside all of this thought of the mission and all of this thought of protocol and just try to come back a little.
I've been out there while you've been out, running computations, in suit. There's a 98% risk. This is not going to end favorably, and we are all going to be dead.
There's a 2% risk that it might all work out.
We're going to die, all of us, if we stay here.
I'm willing to take that risk.
I'm not.
Well, then maybe it's time that you go.
I'm getting that impression.
So you're willing to give us some time?
This could be a very interesting endeavor. Yeah, I will study you. Should I build a shelter to make you more comfortable? To assimilate?
Well, I think, you know, with an extra person here, we could use the extra space. Sure.
Excellent.
Whoa!
Hey, what was that sound? What the?
What's going on?
Beatrix, you gotta see this.
I can't move right now.
There's a mansion out here.
What?
It's not just a mansion. I remember this place.
I have created a structure that resembles the one from Bartholomew's home planet.
But wait, that means you're in his thought. I have to go check on suit. I'll be right back. Don't. Yeah.
It's just the same. The red door, the gables.
Perhaps it would make you feel more comfortable if I took on this shape. I find she has quite positive annotations in your brain.
No, that's not fair. No, not positive. Not anymore.
But every time that you think of her... your amygdala lights up.
No, stop!
Bartholomew, what's happening? Who's that?
Nhoch. Please change. I don't want to deal with her right now.
Okay, sorry. I mean,
I keep trying different shapes, but it seems like you're the biggest fan of this one. I mean, she's pretty nice.
What's happening?
We all have a past. Some of us remember it better than others. That's one person I'm trying to forget.
Maybe you should go.
Oh, should I not study your linguistic evolution over the next 10 years? We could go back to the original plan.
The 10-year plan was great. Inha and I had a conversation. Instead of extermination, we're going to delay that and do a longitudinal study. A 10-year period, perhaps longer, depending on how it develops. We're good for now.
I'm very excited about the publication credits.
Okay. But maybe you don't have to be here the whole time.
But what would I study?
Study us from a distance.
Interesting. Okay.
Suit, emergency boot up.
I'm sorry, Bob. My energy reserves were depleted in the last attack against the alien species.
No. There's gotta be... scan for energy sources.
I'm sorry, Bob. There is no more energy available. I do not even have the capacity to be humorous with you. All that is left is power up for one more iteration.
Iteration?
Bartholomew. Who is that woman?
I don't want to talk about Jennifer.
Well, you're gonna have to sometime.
I don't totally remember. I know she meant a lot to me. And that one day that ended.
I only ask because right now I can't remember anything before we got here. But sometimes I have dreams. And I'm wondering if there's something more I'm forgetting too.
Hey, guys. Oh, sorry, am I interrupting something?
No.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Where's N'Hawk?
They left?
Yeah, it's good news. They're going to observe us for the next 10 to 12 years from a distance, so probably won't be that involved in our existence here, but we get to live. It's all going to be fine.
Hello.
What?
I was observing you from afar, and I've made a decision.
What?
Commence termination.
Wait, Beatrice!
I knew it!
Bob! Bartholomew! We're friends, right?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. With special guest, Katie Kodalak. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
I'm back on ship. Not back on ship. What? Oh. This means we failed. But... Lights? Support systems, engage. But it's still intact. Now the real mission begins.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting, And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.